is the Ned and Josh podcast.
If you or someone in your family has been injured at work, visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
And Ed, just got to say that I just need to objectively tell you a story, and we can decide together how lucky I was based on the story.
Okay.
So you can go, oh, yeah, no, you're pretty lucky that that happened.
Will we do it beforehand? Do we set out some kind of like luck barometer? If it's like a, will it be out of 10? Do I have to give you like a score out of 10 on how lucky what you're about to tell me is?
Yeah, I think probably. And then we can work out together
how much you've got in the tank.
Yeah, how much is left. Yeah. How much luck I've got left. Ned, I had a situation occur yesterday where I was just pushing it way, way too far with my car's empty meter in the tank.
I will say a very, very common thing to do nowadays. I've spoken to my chiropractor and he's like, I've had so many people cancel appointments due to like not having, because no one's driving anywhere, not having petrol in the car, batteries being dead. People are like, oh, I've completely forgot that that's how the world kind of works.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, be careful keep an eye on your fuel gauges out there.
It also doesn't help that at the moment, I think it goes platinum, gold, fuel, silver.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's in terms of commodities. Yeah, that's how it's working at the moment. Petrol is so expensive. but anyway, I went up to, look, I'm going to give the name of where I was. You know where they McDonald's Molongolo is, like near the RSPCA?
Yes.
There's an Ampol there, that brand new one that's got like the Aborto, and it's very, very nice.
We've done the show from there.
Yeah, we have actually done the show from that McDonald's car park. Anyway, very snazzy, but very much, and if you've been to that particular establishment, you'll know what I mean. There is a hill on the way down into the Ampol. So you actually, when you enter off the road, there's like a little bit of a hill that you go down.
Yeah.
Now, I drive a 2005 Mitsubishi 380. It's the absolute champagne of the Mitsubishi Australian-made range. I cannot believe more people don't get into the 380.
They don't make them anymore.
They don't make them anymore. But it was such a best-kept secret at the time, and it's so sad they don't make them anymore.
Yeah.
But I will say the one thing, apart from the clear coat that I will get into about the 380 that's not good, now that I've given it such a big rap, is when it runs out of fuel, I think it's called the 380 because you get 380 milliseconds of notice.
Right,
that it's
running. Okay,
it doesn't clug, it doesn't do it, it just stops.
It just dies over.
And it's happened twice to me before, it just, everything stops. And you're like, oh, I'm out of fuel.
Yep.
There was no like,
it's a very sudden death.
Done, gone. And that happened to me yesterday after a day of knowing that it was coming, and I was taking the mickey a little bit with how much I was driving around needing to get fuel.
You needed to refuel.
I got, I've just looked it up. It's Kirkpatrick Street where you go down to get onto the Ampol. I've just gotten to the lip of the drive-in to go down that hill, and that is where the car died. So I ran out of fuel at the top of that hill.
And you could roll
crest,
down, yeah.
And I crested enough, and I just rolled down to an open Bowser.
Yes. That's very good. That's very nice.
And I thought to myself, that is the luckiest thing that has happened to me in years. Like, that is the universe going, you know you're in the wrong.
Yeah.
You're very nervous. I can feel you clenching here because you know you might have to do a bit of a walk.
You're cutting it fine.
You're going to have to get a jerry can. You're going to have to do the, it's died.
Yeah.
And am I going to make it over the hill? And then I just slid down to it. And one of the Bowsers was open, which was the next bit of good luck, too. I didn't have to stand behind anyone and then push the car forward.
That would have been the ultimate kick in the pants. If you'd gotten there and then there was a line, because there's no way to start your car. You would have to get it and push it. Alternatively, I've had this exact thing happen to me, except it's happened to me at 4:30 in the morning on the middle of the GDE where there's no petrol stations anywhere. So
that's the opposite of luck.
That's the other foot of this.
How much luck do you think I have left in the tank? Because I'm now trying to push that as much as I can. So
I think whilst this is quite lucky, at the same time, like even if you'd broken down like a block away, you've only got to walk a block. So I'm saying you get points there, you lose points for no one being at any of the Bowsers and just like being up there straight up. I'm going to rate this a 3 out of 10.
In terms of luckiness.
Because you lose it. If you were in the middle of nowhere and your car was like, ooh, and you rolled for half an hour, 10 out of 10.
Oh, I see.
I think you were magic. That's something has happened there. You've been blessed by a witch or something.
You'll never guess, guys. Yeah. I ran out of petrol leaving Threadbow. Yeah. I got to Cooma before I had to.
Great slots.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Ned, I think at this juncture, obviously we're still in lockdown. It is worth just having a bit of a check-in on a few things. of course, checking in with the CBR app, the check-in CBR app.
Smart.
But also more of just a holistic check-in on how everyone's going.
Because that's more what we can do, yeah.
We are now in month two of a snap 7-day lockdown, so yes. We need to sort of just check in with each other, check in with your mates, all that sort of stuff. This one, not so much of a serious check-in, more of just a, let's take a lighthearted look at how we're respecting each other's spaces in terms of noise,
yeah,
annoying hobbies, all that kind of stuff, because we are, at the moment, all stuck at home, by and large.
Now, manners can fall to the wayside a little bit. It's like, if we're not going, hey, that's actually annoying me a little bit, they can build up, and then before you know it, you're ripping your hair out going, oh my God, I can't stand my neighbours anymore.
So I'm going to come to the table first with apartment problems.
Well, yours actually had a letter sent out.
It wasn't a letter. Let me get into the story, because, and then Ned's going to bring this home for us with a living in just a house,
yeah,
just shared neighborhood area, yeah, problems. So this is my specific apartment building problems. Here we go. There is a Facebook group for the building I live in, and people can go and have a bit of a chat to each other about issues in the building, or, oh, has anybody else heard this, or has anybody else seen that the internet's out, or whatever, and we can all talk to each other. It's nice.
Great.
In fact, I saw, it's people helping people too. Somebody was like, oh, I can't be home for my HelloFresh delivery. Can someone go down and get it? And someone did, and I'm like, oh, good on people helping people. That's good. But one of the things I noticed the other day on the page was somebody was like, has anybody noticed like an intermittent banging noise? Like this, it sounds really
intermittent.
Yeah, it's like, it's a really bad, like probably every 20 seconds, deep thud.
Yeah.
And it's starting to make me worry about the building and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, the earthquake the other day, like I'm worried about the building. And this sparked a bit of a conversation. People went and checked to make sure the building's fine. Yeah. What they worked out, apparently, because it was in the comments, is someone was doing weights in their apartment, dropping the weights on the ground.
God, they tell you not to do that in a gym.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why you would do it in your apartment.
Dropping the weights on the ground.
Yeah.
Causing a structural review of the building.
Yeah, wowee.
That is just like, so if you're working out from home, and I'm going to test this too, because I think my upstairs neighbors do some kind of Zumba or Jane Fonda workout video or something, because there's a lot of jumping that goes on every night, and it's sort of very, you can tell they're doing either a dance or something like that. So I think it's Zumba. Just remember that you aren't at the gym.
No.
That's what I would try and remember. You aren't at the gym. You're in a building with everybody else that shares the building with you.
It is my biggest complaint about gym-going folk, if you will, that it's like when I was living in an apartment building when I had like multiple stories, when I'd make a noise, I was like, oh, that was a bit much. Like even I knew when it was like, oh, maybe I'm taking the mickey a little bit. Gym people seemingly have no filter for that. It's like, imagine picking up something and going, and dropping it so much that people in other levels are hearing it, and doing that multiple times and being like, this is fine.
As somebody who is a bit of a gym fan, I'll tell you, bad gym people don't have any filter.
That is true.
Yeah, good gym people get mad at those people.
I unfortunately don't go to the gym enough to know the difference between bad and good.
My apartment thing is just be careful with what you're putting onto the concrete slabs of your apartment building, because everyone can hear it. That's
mine,
my thing.
Mine should go without any kind of, I don't need to explain mine. I don't need it. There's no lead up to it. There's no end to it. It's just stop doing this. Someone in my general vicinity, and this is how annoying it is, because they're not even on my street, and this is how loud it is. Someone's learning to play the bagpipes.
Okay,
in my suburb.
Not in lockdown, guys.
Don't learn it in lockdown.
I'd extend that out. Don't learn an instrument in lockdown.
Either play it
beautifully. If you're be Yo-Yo Ma, or don't do any instruments while we're playing.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Josh, I spoke to my dad yesterday and just having a bit of a chat. Obviously, footy season's AFL is done. It's all over. I think even they wrap up at the same time, don't they?
It's pretty similar. Usually within 1 or 2 weeks of each other.
Exactly. So dad spent a little bit of time down at the football club over the weekend, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Was telling me just about some of the shenanigans that happened down there and told me about some dude named Snappy. Was like getting up to mischief over the weekend down at the footy club or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, who's Snappy?
Yeah.
And he's like, Max. Who I know, who's like one of my dad's really good friends, Max, who I've known for like most of my life. Never gone by Snappy.
New nickname.
And I asked dad, I was like, why is Snappy? And he's like, he's just started calling himself that around the club.
My dad tried to for a little while because his middle name's James. Yeah. He tried to get Jim off the ground for a while and one was like, we're doing it. No one's doing that. No one
and
is doing
it. That sucks because that is like just a version of his name.
But it's not his name.
It's not his name.
I don't understand trying to get a new nickname off the ground once you're past the age of 15.
Yeah.
Like you are, unfortunately, you've lost your heyday for getting a nickname and you've just got to stick with it.
And honestly, it needs to be gifted to you as well. It can't be something that you go, oh, you know what? Actually, I've been thinking about it and I feel like I'm a bit of a Snappy, or like I feel like I'm a Rusty. It's like, Who? Why? Why have you just decided that? I asked Dad. I was like, why is he snappy? And Dad's like, I don't know. Yeah. He's like, he hasn't told anyone. He's just maybe like snapper. Maybe likes fish. I don't.
Short temper. Who knows?
We don't know.
Because that's anything that ends in a Y can kind of automatically become a nickname.
Yeah, of course.
Fine. It meets that criteria. I just don't really get.
Well, his last name's not Snapper Snap or anything.
My point here is, unless you are, I think, a really, really identifiable public figure. I don't think ScoMo was being called that when he was 10.
No.
We've given him that later in his life.
Exactly.
People need to give you that name.
Yeah.
And really, even then, don't give somebody who's older a nickname anymore. It's just call them their name.
Well, this Max guy's 45.
Yeah, it's too late for a nickname.
He shouldn't be at home workshopping nicknames.
It's too late for a nickname. You can't give yourself a nickname at that age.
I would love to know on 131060, this is actually a question, and it probably won't work because it's quite insane, but when is the cutoff age for a nickname? How old were you when you got a nickname? Because if someone actually managed to lock one down and it stuck at like 30, that's really impressive.
Either going to be, and this is the other thing about a nickname when you're later in life, it's either going to be for something you did that was really impressive or really embarrassing. One or the other. And I want to hear those stories. So 131060, did you ever manage to lock down a nickname later in life?
Yes.
Because as I said, it'll go the way of my dad's gym phase. It just won't happen. It just won't happen.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Right now, I've got the most disappointing update from a story we missed while on holidays that I think's ever happened in the history of the show, and that is that a kangaroo was rescued from Lake Burley Griffin.
I did see this.
Everybody's seen it because it made worldwide news. Yep. It literally was on CNN in the States. It's a story of a couple of people going for their daily hour exercise, seeing a kangaroo in the water and going, I don't think they're supposed to be in there.
Yeah,
I don't think they're an aquatic creature.
Yeah, that's not where they're meant to be.
Basically, they've helped them out. The heroes, they're done. There's nothing to be said. Yeah. We've left it. This happened the first week we're on holidays.
Any jokes that could have happened are old and played out by now.
We could have found the people, tried to interview. No one cares anymore.
Found the kangaroo and tried to interview him.
Could have asked a question. I mean, look, I don't want to say this out loud, but I'm going to.
Sure.
Obviously, it's a terrible time of year for roadkill incidents with kangaroos. You see them on the side of the road everywhere. Yeah. Do you reckon that kangaroo is being a little bit more cautious about life
these
days? He's
been given a second chance.
Hopefully, he doesn't end up on the side of the GP or anything. Because if you're the kangaroo that's had this happen to you, you take things a little bit easier from now on, don't you?
I wonder if, because you know when kangaroos freeze in the headlights, like deer.
Yeah.
I feel like that's them living their lives all through there. It's like, oh my God, I'm about to die.
Mm.
Maybe if you've already had that, this kangaroo was almost about to die, then he was saved. He doesn't have to go through that anymore, so there'll be no freezing. Yeah. He'll get onto the road and then go, oh, car.
Well, go.
I have already seen my life flash before my eyes. I don't need to freeze for this. I'll just head off.
He's a kangaroo who's, he's obviously got a risk appetite because he wanted to go for a bit of a swim. So obviously. He's not risk adverse, but he's now got a healthy risk appetite.
Yeah, he knows what it happens.
He knows where the limits are, which is what I think, honestly, if I understand anything about, I've been watching Billions lately and seen a bit of Succession.
I'm so excited to see this connection, but
him the ideal candidate to be the CEO of kangaroos. He's got a healthy risk appetite. Okay. He's going to make some moves in the kangaroo world, but he's not going to change things up too much. And I think, honestly, maybe we did it.
We have done it.
We did it. We made some jokes about a story that's 2 weeks old because we missed out on it.
We found the apex kangaroo. Fantastic. It's just an aquatic one.
Happy that we managed to get some gear in about this particular story. This just proves that you can actually resurrect something. Apart from a kangaroo on the side of the GDL, there's no resurrecting that situation.
Those ones are usually done for.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Ned, got to tell you, I'm a big plane nerd. I'm also bizarrely into the presidency. My favorite TV show is The West Wing.
Yeah.
Just really into the concept of the US presidency. It's bizarre to me that one person can be that powerful.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating.
I feel like your motto or your interest motto is what people say when they aren't a fan of the president who's been elected at the moment. Yeah. You're like, I respect the office.
I respect the office. Yeah. I'm nerdy about the office.
I have to
be clear about that.
Yeah.
But one thing I'll say is it's rare that those two stories come together
Aviation
and the presidency. Of course, I'm talking about Air Force One.
I know Air Force One is honestly essentially a unicorn to you.
Air Force One. Yeah. I'm so mad that we weren't living in Canberra when Barry O came here, because I would have been down on the fence line just to watch the plane.
Barry!
For sure. Absolutely.
Would you have done, like, is there an equivalent? I don't understand for planes, but is there an equivalent that someone on Air Force One could have done, you know, when you're a little kid and you do the thing for truckers where you go like this and then they go like, rah, rah. Is there anything a plane could do for you that would
not
be
anything safe?
Like, what if it, like, rotated its wings?
Air Force One has, like, anti-missile devices where it shoots out pyrotechnics.
Yeah,
so,
like,
I mean, it could have done that,
flares.
But, I mean, it probably would have hurt someone. Some people down there trying to take a photo of the plane.
Oh, my God, flares!
Maybe that's also just in the Harrison Ford movie, I don't know. But anyway, the point here is, Ned, I have seen a story where an investigation has been launched, and I've got to look myself in the mirror and say, I totally understand whoever's done this thing. I totally understand why they did it.
Okay.
I would do the same thing. Tequila bottles have been found on the new Air Force One.
Right.
So it's in construction at the moment. They're fitting it out. They're putting all of the new bits and pieces to make it Air Force One, because the old ones are from, like, the early 90s. So they're getting new ones. And somebody has found two small tequila bottles on board one of the planes.
Right.
And a full-scale investigation has been launched, because in the facility where they're made, alcohol's not even allowed.
Permitted,
not allowed to have it on the facility.
Yeah.
But let alone on the plane itself.
Yeah,
now,
that's probably a big no-no.
Every time you saw that sucker in the sky, from this point till when they make new planes, you'd be able to look at your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, go...
Partied in that.
Had a couple of shots on the plane.
Yeah.
Before the president even got to go on the plane.
Yeah.
Like, that's a story. That is a...
It is a story.
This is why people like me can't be in charge of things like this, because you need to be a bit more professional than that.
Of course, yeah. You're dealing with the president.
It's also not something I don't understand. Like, if you... And the people launching this investigation, they'd have to be like... When they find the culprit that snuck the tequila on the plane, they'd have to be like, look, we get it.
We understand.
But we can't be doing this stuff.
We're
building a plane for the president.
And this is the problem. I understand why this is a problem. It's like a security reason, safety reasons. I understand it. You can't tell me that if this was some kind of weird cars type situation, Air Force One would love this.
Oh, yeah. That would be
I think it should essentially be. For, like, whenever the president isn't using it, it should just be a party bus in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
It's enormous.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, you have full rooms, you have tables, like, you could play poker. Could be a casino in the sky.
Be fantastic.
I reckon that this is the most fun that Air Force One has ever had, having a big couple of tequilas on it.
I think it should be a sweepstakes for whenever the president's not using it.
Yeah,
so, basically, you know how they, like, were trying to get Americans, and, by the way, successfully, to get vaccinated?
Yes.
They were, like, giving out money and stuff like that. Basically, just win a Super Bowl party on Air Force One.
Someone,
like,
gets a 21st.
Someone will. Get to have Air Force One as a party bus.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
This is your home of hay fever in the nation's capital, and we are your home of hits from then till now. Hit 104.7. You got Ned and Josh.
How are you going with your hay fever? I know that you suffer from it. I know you take Zyrtec or whatever it's called. Zyrtec's a great name for a villain, but how are you doing?
Yeah, no, it's not a villain in my life. It's the hero.
It's a hero.
It's the hero of my life at the moment. If there was some kind of Zyrtec appreciation society, I would be the president of it right now.
The CEO. Speaking of being appreciative, I'm sure this guy is. This is a guy in India who was asleep, just minding his own business. Thought he got scratched by his cat in the middle of the night and was like, oh, that's a bit painful, but whatever. Go back to sleep. No worries. A couple of days later, he's like, my ribs really hurt with this, where this cat got me. I might go to the doctor. Went to the doctor, and they've pulled out a bullet. He got shot in his sleep. Like an errant bullet from somewhere went through his wall, I guess, and hit him. And he just was like, oh, was that a cat scratch? Okay. And so they've taken a bullet out from between his ribs.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Do you think it's also a lie? Do you think this guy also...
Yeah,
I don't think this guy thought it was a cat scratch. Because, like, if the bullet's going quick enough to go into you, it's going quick enough, isn't it?
Well, I mean,
you can't flick a bullet at someone and it goes into them.
I had a couple of blood tests recently, and they put that in pretty slow. They don't...
You felt it, didn't you?
They don't shoot that from across the room.
It's not a blow dart.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't take a lot to pierce your skin, the point I'm making.
But that's also incredibly thin.
To be an errant bullet, it would have had to go through the wall only a moment
earlier.
That's
what I mean.
So, it's still got enough momentum to go through the wall and then into him. So, yeah, I think... You might not know what it was, but you've got to also just the hole it would make.
Yeah.
You've got to know that's actually the bigger thing, not the feeling.
Exactly.
You've got
right.
a hole in your stomach.
And if he was like, the cat really got me.
Like, how thick are those cat's claws? And he's only got one, apparently. clean wound.
It's now also being treated as an attempted murder.
Yeah,
I feel like
there's more to this story.
I fully understand the police have been like, you can't just shoot bullets randomly in the sky. Mm-hmm. I will say, I don't know if it's attempted murder though.
Yeah,
this guy was fully asleep and then was like, ooh. Anyway, like that's not really. That's like if you handed me something that had a bit more too much sodium in it.
Yeah,
that's not attempted murder. You've just done something and I've been like, ooh. Bit salty,
yeah.
Oh well, it eventually will kill me, but it's not like the thing that did it.
There's just got to be so much more to this story. Yeah. You'd have to imagine because, as you said, this is they've actually now gone nowhere. We're investigating this on a level of someone's actually tried to do someone harm here, yeah. And I just want to be really clear about what attempted murder is and isn't because, and this is not anyone's fault but yours, Ned, because you just put it into the world. The giving you something that's too salty,
yeah.
I don't want to be denied when I ask for extra salt on chips moving forward. Yeah. They'll be like, sorry, we can't.
Sodium levels are off the charts.
The attempted murder ruling came down. We can't give you extra salt anymore.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
22 minutes past 6 for your Monday morning. Forgotten how to radio, guys. Sorry about that. Bear with us. It's been 2 weeks off.
I'm remaining silent because I know that this is going to come for me in about an hour's time. So I would
you're
like
normally
you to
the
take...
one with this.
Yeah, that's
happens.
It.
Yeah.
So I'd like you to remember my kindness here this morning. I'd like you to show me the same kind.
A little bit of water, if that's fine with everyone.
Yeah, we don't know. You could have, you could have announced it while I said, this will happen to me later. You didn't have to announce it. Certainly refreshing. Didn't have to go.
Refreshing.
And
okay, I'm ready to go.
Are you?
There's been a story where people have been arrested violating Auckland's lockdown rules over in New Zealand. They, I would imagine, were collecting items that they shouldn't have been collecting because they had like thousands of dollars in the car, which sort of also what the police were not too happy about. But Auckland, the city itself, is up in arms about a bit of a different thing that they were carrying in the car, and that is an absolute bounty of KFC. Now, yes, that laugh, correct. That's the appropriate response.
Yeah.
That's what I had when I read the story until I realized that lockdown in Auckland, I think they're in stage 4 lockdowns, takeaway's not open. Like, you can't get takeaway.
Yeah,
like, everything's kind of shut.
Yeah.
Which I imagine grocery stores, but takeaway, shut. There's
that's
no drive-through,
crazy.
No nothing.
Yeah.
And I started to think to myself, as I guess, you know, sometimes everybody in lockdown will be familiar with this. You get a bit sooky sometimes. Like, sure. Oh, I want to be out of lockdown. I can still get KFC.
Yeah, you can get KFC whenever you want.
I can now see that there's a city that have it worse than us. And
yeah,
I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hadn't the cheek on these criminals to just... This is insult to injury.
It really is insult to injury. Well, I mean, I haven't been to... Is Auckland in the north or the South Island?
I'm 100% sure.
I haven't been. I think it's the South Island, maybe. Anyway, I haven't been, but where is, like, the nearest... If they've closed all of the KFCs in Auckland, where is the nearest KFC? Where's that coming from is my question.
If I was going to tell you that I don't know whether Auckland's on the north or south island, do you think I know the nearest next city to Auckland where you might...
I understand that, but I'm presenting you the position of, like, how crazy that must have come from, like, hours away.
You're reheating the KFC. Yeah.
And
that's it. I mean, that's how desperate these people were for KFC.
Yeah.
They've gone for reheated KFC, which...
They'll happily take it.
I'll say, look, I love the Colonel and his work, but reheated KFC
is not the same
as reheating pizza. It doesn't make it better. It doesn't make it terrible, but it doesn't make it better.
This is also a direct copy. This is like a South Park episode there where they have to, like, import Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Cartman becomes
a dealer of KFC. This is literally that.
Well, judging by the 100 grand they had, they're also doing the other thing as well. Eh?
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Josh, last 2 weeks you and I have been on holidays.
We have.
Which has essentially gotten rid of any reason other than going to the shops and for like exercise that you and I would need to leave the house.
It's been strange.
It's been very, very, very
annual
odd.
Annual leave during lockdown is a weird phenomenon.
It's the first time...
School holidays. Kids will be experiencing it right now.
Exactly. It's the first time I've been on holidays and the only thing that has changed is when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gone anywhere. I haven't done anything. I've literally just gone, instead of waking up at 4, I now wake up at 10:30.
Yeah.
Great.
Instead of waking up at 4, yeah. I now go to sleep at 4.
Perfect.
And for some reason, wake up at 4 p.m.
Exactly right. And that's how I've been expanding my last 2 weeks, except for... I have a little spout of sciatica at the moment, which is back problems, and I'm going to a chiropractor at the moment. And that was divvying up my weeks because I went on Monday and Wednesdays, and so that was honestly how I was keeping track of what day it was. You'd otherwise, I would have no idea.
We talk about it on the show before we went on holidays. You were dressing up to go to the chiropractor because it was the only place you were going, so you're putting in effort.
And this story is in that vein. Now, I am very, very partial to a white Converse. I love them.
Chuck
Taylors, it's like a staple. It's like something you can slap on. It's not offensive. It doesn't take away from the rest of your outfit. It's just the great all-rounder. Yeah. I love a Converse.
Whereas I go for the black and white Chuck Taylors.
Exactly right.
The original.
See? Yin and yang. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, remember the Grease, the movie Grease, the musical? Danny wears them doing whatever sport. He runs track and field in them. So
this problem may have also... Danny, you can stop being a greaser for a second,
dude.
Get
some ASICs, mate. It'll be better for you. Go and get shin splints.
this problem that I encountered would have been solved if I'd just gotten black Converses. What happened was I've had a pair for like all this year, and they've gotten substantially dirty. I wear them on walks. I wear them. I kick dirt around. I wear them on nights out. They are gross. Now, when this chiropractor does his job on my back, some of the times he has to like push my leg up, and he has to rest it on his shoulder, meaning that my foot is very close to his head. All right, so my shoe is probably where his ear is.
Right.
I started thinking, one of the times where he was stretching my leg out, I saw my shoe and I was like, it's a bit gross. Like, this is an old Converse.
Yeah.
Online, look at this. Brand new Converse.
Oh, brand new ones. Well, there's
a little scuff.
Probably on the back of your foot too, from when you just slammed it on the desk. Yeah.
Yep. Damn it. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Very good. I bought some new ones. I have worn them. The first time I wore them, as I said before, was to show off to my chiropractor. I wore them to our appointment.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, at least I'm not wearing dirty shoes anymore. He's not going to care or notice.
He's never cared. Never noticed.
Exactly. Yeah. At least I'll be wearing new shoes. I walk into the thing. By the way, I'm wearing a mask, so he can barely tell it's me. Mm-hmm. I walk into the place where I haven't even sat down. I'm not in a room or anything. And he goes, new shoes. That means this has been a problem for this guy for a while. He's noticed. And I don't blame him because I smelt them after I got home, and I was like, I'd notice.
I've had a few trips to the pub pre-lockdown. Yeah. You can actually see individual drinks that have been spilled on them.
You can. Like, That's not that much of a lie.
That was whiskey and cola. That was beer. Like, you can actually see all the individual drinks.
Yeah, it's all raspberry and vodka.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, done.
There's a lot of red of it.
I hope it's raspberry and vodka, or he's cracked his toe open on the walk home or something.
Oh, no, I think my ankle's shattered.
No, look, this is good. This is good that you've identified.
That's not good
you just
at all.
Need to take a bit more care of your general appearance. No, that's
what's
good about
it. That is the silver lining.
That's what's good about it.
Yeah.
I think it's also if he did ever give you any cheek, if you, for example, was listening to this, you go, you know what, mate, could be worse for all of us. Could be taking my shoes off. And then that's next to your head.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
If you or someone in your family has been injured at work, visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.